This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast, presented by Allied Home Security.
All right, as the Texans embark on their journey to find the next great quarterback for this team, we feel it's our duty, or at least I feel it's our duty, to remind, maybe Seth does too, to remind you that the odds of finding a quarterback at or near the top of the draft are very precarious. As you're worried about, ooh, are they picking first? Are they picking third? Ooh, there's no quarterbacks in this draft that are worthy of being in the top 10. Know that many of the quarterbacks, they come in many shapes and sizes and draft slots, a lot of the good quarterbacks. And just because they get picked first overall is no guarantee that they are going to be, that they're going to be good. In fact, it's almost better sometimes if they bust out right away, even a number one overall pick, because then you can move on. Baker Mayfield has settled into this precarious area for the Cleveland Browns. And again, why am I bringing this up? Because this is the state that the Cleveland Browns were in building a roster when they drafted Baker Mayfield is about where the Texans are right now. Very, very similar. And when they drafted Baker Mayfield, he's turned into maybe the most dangerous kind of quarterback. He's a quarterback who's done enough to make you think he could be the guy, but A, he gets injured a lot, at least this year, and B, he's never really improved to the point where, okay, he took a step up in year two, and then a step up in year three, and now it's year four. He's not moving forward to the point where they haven't given him a contract extension, and the GM in Cleveland, Andrew Berry, who's built a really good overall roster outside of the quarterback position, was asked about Cleveland's offensive struggles over the last several weeks as they've plummeted to out of the playoffs. They were a Super Bowl dark horse, now out of the playoffs, and he said this: I don't think there's necessarily any one reason, talking about the offense. At times during the season, the different phases of our team have been on or off for 12 weeks. Quite honestly, different stretches of the season have had different challenges or different issues. When he's asked about Baker Mayfield, he said, I think we all know Baker is incredibly physically tough. That being said, he's had stretches this year where he's played well for us. The reality of it is he's worked through injuries. He goes on to say that they're looking at the big picture with Baker Mayfield. So yeah. Mayfield has put this team, Cleveland, in a really rough spot, I think.
And I don't know, in some ways, though, too, I think that this feeling or notion that some teams feel, like the Rams did with Jared Goff, that you have to give a guy a big deal after his third season, that's starting to fall by the wayside. Teams are starting to realize, all right, look, Baker Mayfield can talk all he wants if he, and I don't know how he feels about it at all, but like it's okay to have a disgruntled quarterback. It's okay to have a quarterback that's angry at the organization that, you know, that you haven't done. Look at Aaron Rodgers did all right as a quarterback last year while he was disgruntled, and he seems to be doing a pretty good job this year while he's disgruntled with no new deal. And especially when a guy is younger like Baker Mayfield, eventually it's going to resolve itself. Dak, this is what happens. It's the worst case scenario is that the guy proves that he's actually the guy, and then you end up having to pay him more than you would have, but you've still got your guy.
Yeah.
We had to pay Dak Prescott a bunch of money. Yeah, that's true, but I totally understand why the Cowboys weren't quite certain about Dak Prescott
sure.
yet.
Sure.
You know?
Yep.
So Baker Mayfield hasn't shown that upside the same way a Lamar Jackson has. Lamar Jackson has shown that. Has shown that ceiling. And some of the other questions about his development and his play, are understandable and normal questions, but that you see out of a guy who's only in his third year, that he's like, okay, he's shown the ability to improve as a passer, to become a more polished NFL passer. He's on the right trajectory. We haven't necessarily seen that out of Baker Mayfield. Maybe the problem is injuries, but we haven't seen it. We don't have the evidence for
it. Yeah, I think the thing that would make me nervous if I were a Cleveland fan, I think the way the NFL works just in general to me, Seth, is you have the quarterback on one hand, and you've got the rest of the roster on the other hand. And if you get the quarterback who's your guy for 10 or 15 years, it allows you to be able to endure the roster part of it. I think you can only build great rosters in like 3 or 4 year windows, and then the cap hits you and guys have to leave, and then there's going to be a lull with your roster until you can build it back up again. Great quarterbacks allow you to go through those ebbs and flows of the surrounding cast. Yeah. And I think if I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, my fear is that, crap, this is our quarterback. We've built the roster that we need, and now we're going to watch the parade go by. You know, there's going to be guys that start to leave in free agency because we can't keep everybody. Myles Garrett is not going to play at this level forever. Things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the part that would make me nervous.
And it should. And that's why the Cleveland should also get in on the bidding for Deshaun Watson.
That's where I wanted to go with it. Deshaun saying yes to Cleveland, I think, is probably the bigger question with that.
That's the big issue there. Yeah, the dream would be if Deshaun got so frustrated that he just waived his no-trade clause. That would be awesome, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, what you need to spend on a quarterback, that's where there are so many things that make it easier to stomach not being the number one overall pick this year. One is just the fact that being a number one overall pick is by no means a guarantee that you're going to get a good quarterback, obviously. But this year, there are also no clear-cut, even quarterbacks that should be taken in the top 10. So it's just not the year where you worry about it. And then when you look at, when you ask why would the Texans draft Davis Mills when, hey, maybe the next year they were going to have a number one overall pick at quarterback, I think partly Caserio probably had a feeling about this year's quarterback class. The other is that taking multiple swings at the quarterback is how you eventually get your quarterback.
Yeah.
And if you look at teams in the NFL right now who are actually happy with their quarterback, I would say the vast majority of them did not get that quarterback by drafting him with one of their own top five picks.
Yep.
You know, Justin Herbert, Matt Stafford, he was a number one overall pick, but he wasn't taken with one of the Rams' top five picks overall. I don't know how happy they are with him. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, none of these guys are top five picks. So yep. It's weird. Are you surprised that people are still hung up on it, though, in that way? I feel it's strange to me that people are still so hung up on this notion of needing to tank for a quarterback.
I think, look, you and I do this for a living. So when we're not on the air for 4 hours, we're reading articles and we're immersed on the web and football is top of mind. I think there's a lot of people that look at it very basically. This is not to insult any of you out there that feel that way, but I think... The NFL draft is a very easy one to understand. When you lose a lot of games, you get a higher pick. I think a lot of people think that automatically means you get better players because you have a higher pick. And they don't take into account the randomness of the NFL draft. So I'm not shocked by it, only because I think some of it's a function of you and I are immersed in this stuff every day and we're looking at it in a much more detailed and nuanced way than just the average fan who's got other stuff going on 10 hours a day. I guess
I feel, but you know what? I shouldn't lump Justin Herbert in there. Well, no, I will. I'll lump Justin Herbert in there because as not a top five pick. He was a sixth pick overall, but he clearly wasn't. He wasn't like a guy that anybody was tanking for.
Well, there are two guys taken ahead of him at quarterback in that draft.
If this year were that same draft, then the Texans would have the Texans are almost definitely going to be a top five pick. What was that stat that Sarah Barshop had? There was a 97% chance that they have a top five.
97% chance. Yep. 97% chance they finish in the top five. So there's that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for all well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.